Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Listen, I'm amazed, thrilled, and excited that we get to do this. I'm so excited about today's program and everything's going to be shared. This is
so many things,
so encouraging.
Right? I like the new shirt, man.
Well, listen, I went shopping in your closet and I said, I like that. Right. I want that. Can I borrow it? And you were so good.
It probably would hang
man.
A little bit lower if it was all my. What about my shirt?
This is from your closet. Do you like
it? Hey, we want to know. Let us know. Talk to us. Comment. Write to
Let us know.
Obviously, his shirt's better. He always looks nice.
Well, you have good taste. I appreciate you.
This is the last thing I want to know. Do you want to see his hair grow? I want to see his hair grow. Comment. He's got wonderful hair. He doesn't let it grow out.
We want to know.
We want to know that. As a matter of fact, listen, Lance Wallnew, if you haven't met Lance Wallnew, he was a member of Saturday Night Live cast. Mm. And he ended up getting saved. He gave his life to the Lord and became a pastor and just this awesome journey. But he's so authentic.
Mm-hmm.
He's just real.
Yes,
you know,
he is.
And we really love that. But also he's been given a message and he's talking about how significant it was. He wrote a book called Chaos Candidate and prophesied about Osiris was going to come to the White House. And it's going to be the 45th, a chapter of Isaiah that talks about, Cyrus, and it's going to be the 45th president, and he prophesied that
early on,
he was one of the first, and it came to pass. But he's talking about all these things coming together, and when you think about why did we bring up Israel, why did we bring up Jerusalem, first of all, it's the apple of God's eye, it is the clock of all eternity. It's where God is focused. It's where God said, I'll make my name known. It's where Jesus, when he returns to earth, his feet are coming back. It's where Jesus' feet were touching before he left the earth.
Come on.
I mean, it's an epicenter of God telling who he is, you know, through the land of Israel, the people of Israel, and, of course, through his church. But it's been 70-year anniversary, right? Now we're moving into it right now. It's so important. 70 is important. 50 is important. As a matter of fact, here's Lance Wallnew talking about it right now.
And in this year of 2018, I wonder if people appreciate how it's 70 years since the formation of Israel as a nation that we're now stepping in from 1948 to 2018. And in this period of time, it's right after the 50th year in which Jerusalem has been established in possession of Israel again. And then Donald Trump, who I've said is Osiris, in the first year of his reign as president, issued a decree that we would move our embassy to Jerusalem. I think there couldn't be a better time for you to be in Israel, a more powerful time. I remember when I started talking about Donald Trump as the Cyrus anointing, and it was going to be the 45th president of the United States, was going to be in Isaiah 45, fulfillment for us of an intervention of God. Well, in the first year of Cyrus's reign, what did he do? He made a decree, and that decree had to do with Jerusalem. And isn't it amazing that in the very first year of Cyrus Trump, a decree was made regarding the embassy of the United States being moved to Jerusalem? And what is equally interesting to me is the fact that there were so few nations that endorsed the move that recognizes the legitimacy of Jerusalem or Israel, the right of Israel to exist and to have its capital in Jerusalem, was supported by what? A dozen or so countries? And look at the countries we were shocked to see that didn't support it. Why am I talking about this now? Because this is the year, 70 years, Jeremiah prophesied, there was going to be a captivity and then a turning with Cyrus. It's 70 years right now, this year, that Donald Trump made this decree since Israel was formed as a nation. It's incredibly significant that this is the 70th year of Israel's existence and exactly the 50th year of the liberation of Jerusalem from the hands of the Gentiles in fulfillment of prophecy in 1967. We're in now that 51st year of that transformation. This is the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. You think these things are accidents? They're almost like the signposts that God is giving us on a calendar, and a Gentile calendar, to let us know that 2018 is a pivotal year for God's dealings with America, the Gentile nations, and his hand in Israel, which is why I'm delighted June 5th through the 15th to be in Israel. And especially because with this Hebrew year, 5778, if you track with that school of thought at all about how the Hebrew letters are numbers and the numbers are letters and they form words, that the first time I really dove into this was last year. I was in Jerusalem, all things, and I had to speak, and Chuck Pierce had canceled, and I was supposed to talk about the meaning of the Hebrew year, and I never did that. I always listened to other people tell me what the meaning of the year was. But in Jerusalem, I tapped into my Levitical bloodline, and I said, Lord, I got to fill in for Chuck, and they're expecting a word on the New Year's meeting, and I don't know. So I did what most desperate people do. I went to Google, and I started looking up the Hebrew meaning of the year and the meaning of the words and the numbers, and I came to my own original awareness that last year was the year 5777. The seven is Zayin. Zayin refers to a sword. The root of the word sword is the word for nourish or bread. That means those of us that are living on the Word of God this year will find the sword of the Lord in our mouth, and that this would be the year of the clashing of swords. Little did I know that Donald Trump's election was going to produce such a vitriolic exchange. Even to this day, the media warfare is incredible. It's the clashing of swords with mouths on earth and the clashing of swords in the heavenlies between principalities and angels. This is the perfect time to be in Israel. It's the perfect time for God in the year 5778. To put a fresh word in your mouth. The eight, the word chet in the Hebrew, refers to enclosed, wall in, secure, a secret place, a chamber. This is the year when the clashing of swords must produce a wall or a division between America's destiny for God or America's demise. It's the year for us to be in Israel, seeking a fresh word from God, because as America goes so many other nations.
So important, is it not?
Yes.
You know, it's so encouraging. It's just so timely. God has a plan.
Yeah, yes.
God is unfolding his plan, and he's allowing man to participate in it, right?
And what an exciting time to be on the face of the earth, and it's an exciting time to be a Christian and a believer in God's kingdom. This is like, oh my goodness, this is amazing.
You think about just hours ago, it was a horrific time to be a Christian.
Oh, I know.
And you saw the things that were happening during, if you missed our previous program, you got to see it, because a former ISIS participant or desired, you know, a Muslim ISIS person, lady, you know, she just was filled with so much hate. But guess what? You know, it looked bad, obviously it did, but when she went to study the Bible, you know, to be able to prove Christians wrong, she found Jesus Christ and how much God loved her, and she went from ISIS to Jesus. And right now there's so many people, John, that don't understand. Listen, God is doing a work in the earth. He's about to bring in a harvest, reportedly as much as 1 billion people on the face of the earth, and you don't want to miss that. That's how much God loves you.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so I'm looking at what's happening in the earth right now, and the only one that you can give credit for doing this is God. His strong right arm is just shifting nations and taking down the bamboo curtain and pulling down, you know, Venezuela's dictator that rose up, Maduro.
And there's a Christian pastor who's running for president. Get ready, because this is an amazing thing that's happening.
One way to pray for, you know, Venezuela is to pray for this Christian president, pray protection over him, a candidate.
Who's a pastor.
Who is a pastor, and just pray protection over him, because that's about how things happen. It has to get bad before it gets better. And now you're looking at the 70-year anniversary. This is so important to think. I want to hear from you. What do you think about, you know, in regards to how we line up so much? You know, I think one of the big purposes of America has been to defend Israel. We were there in 1948 when Harry Truman said the weight of America is behind them becoming a nation. And the United Nations was formed in America to stop what was happening before. Obviously, it's being twisted into something different, as things often
do. These are such divine appointments and divine things that happen. Reports are that when President Truman was actually considering putting the full weight of America behind this decision, he went away from the White House, you know, against all of his counsel, who told him, don't do it. This is not going to be a good thing. Don't do it. He remembered that his grandmother, I believe his mother, taught him about Israel, taught him about the people of God. He came back and said, I'm going to support it.
The fact that if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. And that was the year it was a Dewey that was running against him. And they thought, they just were totally convinced, like they were with this past election.
With
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, they were convinced that Dewey was going to win the election and that Truman wasn't. And Truman, you know, did what he could do. He went to bed, drank some milk, he woke up the next morning, and the papers were printed, just like the magazine of Newsweek and other were printed, for that Hillary Clinton was going to be president. They had to undo it. We're just in that same moment in time. I mean, this is so significant. This is not a man thing. This is a God thing. And we want to hear from you. Comment below. Let us know. Email us. You know, what are your thoughts in regards to this time clock? Israel being a time clock, and how exciting it is, and how America's call is to be one who stands with and protects Israel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.